To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. It's Monday, news listeners, and of course, time for your Monday installment of the BTN News Show. Hope you enjoyed your weekend. It's the 11th of July, 2022. Got some of the best technology news that went on over the weekend, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Well, we mentioned this on Friday's show. Rumors are going around Elon was saying no more to the whole Twitter deal. Come Saturday, yeah, it's official now. Elon Musk is officially trying to pull out of his $44 billion agreement with Twitter. We all know because of the drama going on the last 2 months. Elon's been seeking that data and information necessary to make an independent assessment of those fake and spam accounts on Twitter's platform. The reason why he's pulling out of the deal now is because Twitter has failed or simply refused to provide this information. Now, Twitter, they're still hoping to close the deal. However, though, they're not too happy with Elon right now. So much so, they're going to take him to court. Twitter's board chairman, Brent Taylor, actually wrote that the company will pursue legal action, so to enforce the merger agreement. And they feel confident they will prevail. Elon will probably prevail, too. And then we'll all know just how many bots are actually on the platform. Sit back and get your popcorn ready. This is going to be a fun one. Hey, speaking of Twitter, co-tweets, well, they're there now. At least in a testing phase, anyways. Now, the co-tweets feature, those of you that don't know, it actually allows two accounts to co-author a tweet, and both will be tagged in a single tweet. The feature now live for some users out there, so if you don't have it, well, don't feel left out. It's only going to be for a limited time, anyways, as according to Twitter, they're only currently experimenting with the idea. In fact, the actual PR statement from Twitter regarding the co-tweets is simply that they're continuing to explore new ways for people to collaborate on Twitter. So co-tweets is just in a testing phase. It may or may not make the cut. One thing's for sure, it took Twitter a little while to catch up. Instagram had this similar feature already, and it was actually introduced last year. And finally, hey, Canadians out there, do you have internet service now? Well, if you had Rogers over the weekend, you probably didn't. Yes, for a lot of our Canadian listeners, your weekend started off pretty crappy if you were on Rogers Communications. That's because the vast majority of its customers were affected by a complete internet outage. And it didn't matter if you were on mobile or stuck to a line at your post. It was affecting everybody. Now, as of today, Rogers themselves is still trying to fully understand the root of the cause of the outage. Yeah, they ain't got a clue. And Rogers promises to make all the necessary changes to avoid a repeat in the future. You gotta figure out what caused it first, though, right? Yeah. At least there's one thing positive about this. Rogers Communications said they promised to send a bill credit to every customer affected by the outage. Now, even though we're not hearing from Rogers of what actually caused this outage, Cloudflare is shining a little light on it, saying that what they saw is likely an internal error and not a cyber attack, meaning it's quite possible since it was a Saturday, somebody simply tripped over the power cord. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, of course, located at britishtechnetwork.com, the place to check out all the BTN shows. And while you're headed that way, check out the latest episodes of The Mac Show and The Big Show. They've just been posted. Also, give us a like on our Facebook page, too, British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And join the community at our Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show. Well, we'll be back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up on the best technology news that's going to be going on over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope your week starts off well for you. Have a great Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.